Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 12. The Search Begins. Scene 8. Sampati. As the monkeys sat there roaring in dismay, they suddenly saw an enormous bird come out of a mountain cave. The bird looked upon the line of monkeys, appearing like a row of mountain peaks on the plateau beneath him. Realizing that they were observing the prior vow of fasting until death, he said to himself, "Surely this food has been ordained for me by Providence. After such a long time, I shall now eat sumptuously, feasting upon this line of monkeys one by one as they fall to death from starvation." The bird dropped down and perched near the monkeys. Seeing him, Angada turned to Hanuman and said, "Surely this is Yamaraj come in person just to punish us for failing to serve Ram's purpose. Why, this bird reminds me of Jatayu, about whom we have heard from Sugriva. That glorious bird laid down his life for Ram in a fierce battle with Ravan. And now we shall also give up our lives in Ram's service. Alas, just like that heroic vulture, we too have failed to save Sita." The great bird was listening to him speak. He called out to Angada, "Who is this who mentions Jatayu? Where is that younger brother of mine? I have not seen him for so long. My heart trembles as I hear you speak about his death. How did he encounter the king of the Rakshasas? Oh, monkey, if it pleases you, please tell me everything you know." The bird told them that his name was Sampati. He lived high in the mountains, unable to fly because his wings had been burnt by the sun. He had lost touch with his brother Jatayu for many years. Angada told the bird everything about himself and his companions. He narrated the story of how Jatayu had died protecting Sita. Now they were searching for the princess, but had given up hope. Thus they sat there, fearful of Sugriva and Ram, awaiting only death. Sampati cried out in anguish. His eyes filled with tears, and then he said to Angada, "Jatayu was dearer to me than life. Now he has been killed by that Rakshasa, and I can do nothing to avenge him. Oh, monkeys, I am old and worn out. What then can I do upon hearing this terrible news?" Sampati explained how long ago he had flown with Jatayu to heaven. "As we soared upwards, we perceived the earth with her numerous mountains as if she were covered with pebbles. Her rivers looked like so many threads. Great cities seemed like chariot wheels and forests like grassy plots." Tears fell from Sampati's eyes as he recounted how he had lost his brother. "We had wanted to follow the sun as it coursed through the heavens. When we reached the track of that fiery globe, however, we became overpowered by its rays. Jatayu had grown weak from heat and exhaustion. I therefore covered him with my wings to protect him. We then fell back to earth, where we became separated. I fell onto the Vindhya mountain with my wings completely destroyed by the scorching rays of the sun. Angada looked at the wingless bird. Surely he must know all the regions of the universe, and surely he must know where Ravana lived. Perhaps there was still hope. Angada asked Sampati, "Can you tell us where lies the abode of that vilest of all beings, Ravana?" Sampati slumped down in sorrow. But upon hearing Angada's question, he lifted his head and opened his eyes wide. "Although I am old and useless, I can still render some service to Ram, if only with my speech. Indeed, I do know where Ravana lives. In fact, as I lay upon this mountain some while back, I saw him flying by, holding Sita. The princess was constantly crying out, 'Ram! O Ram! Lakshman! Help!' The bird told Angada that Ravana dwell in Lanka, which was situated in the midst of the southern ocean, 800 miles away. The princess Sita was being held captive in Ravana's garden, guarded by fierce Rakshasis. Sampati possessed the ability to see Lanka even as he spoke to the monkeys. Then he said, 'Although my wings are broken, my vision is not impaired. We vultures are capable of sighting objects at a great distance. Furthermore, by my own intuition, I can understand that one of you will soon see Sita and then return again to Ram's presence.' Requested by Sampati, the monkeys took the bird to the seashore, where he offered water to the departed soul of his brother. Sampati then told him more about himself. 'Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.'